You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff. This is Triviality.
Hello, and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, and I'm here with Matt. How are you, Matt?
Bum, 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 bum.
Surprise, Matt is here. If you're listening to this, this is a bonus episode. We do one of these a month on our main feed on top of our two Patreon bonuses if you're a member of our Patreon. But this month's bonus episode is all about the NFL to celebrate the Super Bowl. So it's February 2022. We just saw the Super Bowl between the Bengals and Rams. And maybe we'll just do a little bit of talking about that game, but we have to introduce some guests first. So let's introduce someone who wrote all the questions for us today. He's a friend of ours over at the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, coming to us from Buffalo, New York, and also a Savage Superstar on Patreon, giving us some support, Eric Eade. How are you, Eric?
I'm very unprepared. I thought you said Super Bowl. I wrote a lot of toy trivia.
Hey, that's okay. We like twists here.
I think I'd have a better chance at it.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks for thinking of me to write these questions. I hope I didn't make them too hard. Sometimes I have to make them harder for Benchwarmers, but I feel like I took it easy, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, and we're excited to hear him. I'm not going to be playing. It's going to be a one-on-one match. Matt is going to represent Team Triviality, and on the other side of the aisle is someone who just became a Patreon supporter, which we appreciate, coming to us from Joplin, Missouri, and he's an Oakland 5 supporter, and that is Alex Binder. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Great to have you on your first episode here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I live down here in southwest Missouri. I work across the border in southeast Kansas. I teach the dismal science, everybody's favorite subject, economics, at the local university here. So got three kids. They're all sleeping right now, at least for the moment. And my wife graciously let me be on right now. So
we'll give her our thanks. And Eric, you are one of the hosts of the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. If anyone listening doesn't know who you are or what you guys do over there, do you want to just give us a little rundown?
Sure. We're sports trivia. I try to, you know, blur the lines a little bit sometimes, but yeah, mostly sports trivia. Even if you don't like sports trivia, it's still fun. It's just a bunch of guys hanging out, kind of ripping on each other.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I know, being Alex, dudes. What could be better?
Yes, mostly dudes. I don't think we've had a few on the podcast yet. Alex, I know, has been on. He's actually, mm-hmm. You were in our fantasy football league too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that didn't go well. But
It did not. No. one thing we are doing, everybody's favorite time of the year, free agency for the NFL is starting. And we've started a Tyrod Taylor pool. So if you never cared about Tyrod, you might want to now. It's just a $10 buy-in. And you're assigned a random team. We need 32 people. I think we're up to like 17 now. If your team that you are assigned randomly signs Tyrod, you want a nice little chunk of change. So if you're interested, find us on Facebook, Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, and just message us and somebody will be in touch.
Yep, I entered. Hopefully I'll win some cash. But yeah, feel free to enter that and definitely check out Eric's show. They do a great job, especially if you want to just learn more about sports. Maybe you're not too into sports, but as Matt says, our show doesn't get enough sports. So if you really want that fix, go over to Benchwarmers And they also do a great group called the Benchwarmers Footy Fanatics, which is where we watch Australian rules football. We talk about it. We, throw promos on each other and make fun of each other's teams. But it's really fun. So Matt's in it as well.
It's true.
Yep. And Alex is in it. So
I have a really bad team.
Matt did have a bad team. He had the Hawthorne Hawks last year. But speaking of football, though, we're talking about NFL football today. We just had the Super Bowl, as I said, the Bengals and the Rams. The Rams were victorious, giving Matthew Stafford as many rings as Aaron Rodgers. And how did you guys feel about the Super Bowl before we get rolling here? Any thoughts, Matt?
I thought that the commercials were really bad, first of all. I thought that my internet was bad. It kept pausing. As far as the game, Bengals not as good as the Rams, in my expert opinion.
Yeah, I was kind of pulling for the Bengals. I liked the underdog story.
Jeff's cousin is on the Rams.
He might even be on the Bears. I hear he's being a center over here.
Yeah. And you were rooting against him.
I was only rooting against Jeff's cousin, not the Rams. But I've always appreciated Matthew Stafford's talents being in Detroit all these years, because he's made something out of nothing, and I guess at least he won. But
he got out. He left to go to LA, like a lot of people from Michigan do.
That's true. He did. And any thoughts from you guys about the game?
It was a bad. I think it's my fault. The Bengals. I jinxed them. I was about halfway through the third quarter, and I turned and looked at my brother-in-law. And I'm like, are the Bengals going to win the Super Bowl? Like, just shocked. And then no, they did not, so we had nothing to worry about. Everything's normal in the world. We're good. We're back to normal.
I'm still just baffled how the Chiefs blew that second half against the Bengals. The game was fine.
I was hoping for the Bengals to come back, because they had done it two times before, but I feel like if the Bengals won, Boomer Esiason would have streaked somewhere, and we don't need that. So but yeah, we enjoyed it. The halftime show was great, so that's yes. All I'll say for it.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
And I'm happy for Bengals fans. They deserve it.
So. They do. Yeah, they deserve some wins, and I think they're going to be a great team next year. So let's throw it to Eric. This is going to be 15 questions all about the NFL. So if you're going to a pub trivia night and you need to learn a little bit more about the National Football League, or maybe you don't have football where you live, if you're one of our international listeners, just listen to these 15 questions, maybe a few extra, and hopefully you'll learn some things. So it's going to be Matt versus Alex, one-on-one, and we'll give it to Eric to take it away.
All right, Neil, I'm going to need you to keep score. I got some complicated stuff going on here, so...
All right.
I'll tell you when points are,
I'm going for two every time, just so you know.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to start with question one here, and this is kind of playoff-related. There have been several teams to never win a Super Bowl. Some teams have never even played in a Super Bowl. But what I want to know is, what team has never played in a conference championship?
I'm pretty sure I have it.
Oh. Well, he has it, so I'm going to think about all the teams. I'm trying to think if it's an expansion team. I guess I'm going to go Houston Texans, because I don't think that they have. So I'm going to say the Texans.
All right, Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, so they joined the NFL in the early 2000s. I forget if it was 01 or 02, but I also said the Houston Texans.
Yeah, so the Texans have made it out of the wild card round four times, but have never made it out of the divisional round. So they are 0-4, and that is correct. Both guys getting points.
All right.
We know the new coach there.
What, do we?
Lovie Smith.
Oh, that's
promoted from defensive coordinator. I wonder if he's going to have a season like he did at the University of Illinois, which will not bode well for Texans fans.
Yeah.
But his beard is epic.
He looks epic.
Well, once Ron Zook takes over for him, they'll be okay. The Zooker man.
All right, let's go to question two here. Randy Moss started his career with the Vikings, had many stops along his career that lasted 14 seasons. Who did he play his last game for?
There's one that I'm thinking. I'm going to lock in with an answer.
All right, Alex, what are you thinking?
Well, I know he went to the Raiders, and then he went to the Patriots, and I know he played for the 49ers, and I'm thinking that's it, but I'm trying to make sure there wasn't another team in there that I forgot about. I know he didn't play for the Chiefs, unfortunately, but I can't picture him in another uniform, so I'm going to go ahead and lock in with the 49ers.
Yeah, I was thinking 49ers heavy too, and then the Seahawks got into my head, and I'm not sure if that was Jerry Rice. I think maybe Jerry Rice had his last season with the Seahawks. So I think I'm just going with the 49ers.
Okay, so he started Minnesota, went to Oakland, like Alex said. Then he went to New England. And then he had this weird 2010 where he was in Minnesota, back to New England, in Tennessee. And then in 2011, he took that year off. In 2012, he finished with the 49ers.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize he bumped around that much.
I forgot he went to Tennessee.
Yeah. Towards the end, like a lot of these wide receivers just, like Jerry Rice, he didn't finish with Denver, but I think he was on like Denver's practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, it's crazy towards the end that people just.
Yeah. Their legacy. Give it up. Yeah, right. It's just, it always makes me feel weird because like Jerry Rice, like you said, went to Oakland. And if I remember, Emmitt Smith should have just retired with the Cowboys.
He was at the Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah. And there's so many players that like.
He broke the record with the Cardinals, which is silly.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So yeah. That's interesting.
All right, let's go to question three. This one's straightforward, hopefully a little easier. What defensive end is the Miami Dolphins' all-time sack leader, recording 131 sacks in 204 games?
This is always the kind of question where I think the answer is just, it's obvious, but I just second-guess myself thinking,
yeah,
what am I not thinking about? But I think I can go ahead and lock in.
You're locked in. Not a Gunlia, our favorite guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sack master over there. I think it's Jason Taylor. I think that's the safe answer. I think I'm just going to lock in with Jason Taylor.
All right, Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, I also said Jason Taylor.
Yeah, I thought Cameron Wake would be a little closer, but Jason Taylor is the all-time Dolphins sack leader. By like, I think Cameron Wake's only, he didn't even break 100 with him, but he's number two.
He spent a lot of years in the CFL before, right? Isn't that his story? Yeah.
But he's played forever, too. I think he might still technically be active, which is kind of depressing.
If you were following the coaching roundtable of different coaches getting hired, they hired offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel from the 49ers, and he's been giving interviews to the local press for the Dolphins, but he like will answer every question. It almost seems like he may be a little high when he's answering, which is funny, but they asked him like, who would you kiss, marry, kill of the systems you've worked in? Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, and Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan. And it was so funny. He's like, he really thought about it and actually answered it. He said he would kiss Matt LaFleur because he's so handsome.
Yeah.
He would marry Kyle Shanahan because he's been with him forever.
He's killing McVay.
He'd kill McVay because his team beat his team.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I love when guys just actually openly
answer. Engage.
Because if you listen to half these interviews, I'm like, why are you even asking these questions? They're not going to give you anything.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Question four. This one's a little close to home here. Not a Bills fan, but, close anyway. In January of 2000, the Bills were defeated by the Titans, thanks to the Music City Miracle. What Hail Mary quarterback did Wade Phillips bench for the playoff opener, starting Rob Johnson instead at quarterback, a quarterback that the Bills traded a first-round pick for?
Yeah. We can lock it. I can lock it.
Yeah, this is all you. Yeah, I'm just here for the ride.
I remember the Miracle.
You used to eat this guy's cereal.
Anything, so. Yeah. Oh, yes. Hail Mary quarterback.
BC.
And was it that long ago? Is this Doug Flutie? I think it's got to be Doug Flutie. That's what I'm walking in with.
The dropkick extraordinaire, Flutie Flakes, Doug Flutie.
Yeah, so it is Flutie Flakes, Doug Flutie. Every city gets a cereal like after their quarterback? Do you have Fields? Like, what's his cereal right now?
Oh, I mean, the Cutlers were the best. It just tasted like disappointment and cigarette ash.
We had Trubiscuits, but when you tried to put them in your mouth, it would miss your mouth every time.
Oh, yeah, Trubiscuits and gravy. Disgusting. Yeah,
we've got Mahomes magic. So.
Oh, that sounds good, though.
And really?
You have marshmallows in yours.
I was just going to say, there has to be.
Yeah, that sounds tasty.
Yeah, we have Josh's Jacks right now, which is basically just rubbish Apple Jacks because that's gross.
Ugh.
You just pour it in a bowl and it throws it 45 yards over your head.
Can't be worse than the Mark Sanchez butt fumbles.
That's true.
How about that?
You have to use chocolate milk.
Oh, God.
All right. Try to keep this classy. All right, question five. All right. Six rookies from the 2021 draft made the Pro Bowl this year. Five on the offensive side of the ball and one on the defensive side of the ball. How many can you name? I don't need all of them. There's no penalties for anything, but you'll get 5 points for each one you can name.
Yeah, I mean, my brain's dead on this one. I only got two answers, and I got nothing else right now. I can, when I hear the names, I'll know. But well, so I'll just start, I guess. The two that I put down, I think Mac Jones ended up eventually making it after every quarterback decides they don't want to do it. And then Jamar Chase, I think, is a rookie this year. I feel like he is. And then there's one of the corners for that. I think the defensive player, I think, is the corner that the Broncos drafted, but I don't remember if that's right. So that's what I have.
All right, Alex, what do you got?
I could only think of three. I'm pretty sure the defensive player has to be the Cowboys linebacker, Parsons. I think it's Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, yeah.
Jamar Chase has to be on that list, and I think Creed Humphrey also made the Pro Bowl rookie for the Chiefs. That's the three names I could come up with before I drew a blank.
All right, so let's start in order here. We have Kyle Pitts made it. Done. He was the fourth overall pick. Jamar Chase did not play because he was in the Super Bowl, but was named to the Pro Bowl, so he's number two. Micah Parsons, 12th overall, was named. Rashawn Slater, offensive lineman. Mac Jones did make it.
Yeah.
And to wrap it up was Najee Harris.
Najee Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Got enough carries over there in Pittsburgh.
So, was it 10 points for each?
No, all right. Not bad.
No. After five questions of this one-on-one matchup of NFL trivia, it's all tied. So, 50 to 50.
A barn burner, some might say. All right, let's question six. We're doing sporting haiku. It's a style question we ask over at Benchwarmers. I've thrown a couple of these in here, kind of quarter styles that we do. So it'll be a question in haiku format, and you just give me the answer. So here we go. Repeat champion, all 90s and Hall of Fame, Jackson State head coach.
I think that's Deion. I'm going to go Deion Sanders.
All right, Alex.
Yes, got to be prime time. Deion Sanders.
Yeah, so it's Deion Sanders. He won back-to-back championships, one with the hated San Francisco 49ers. If you don't hate them, you should. And the other with everyone's favorite Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
Have you seen that video of him coaching at Jackson State? Like one of the players, I think, had like pulled his phone out or was like looking at his phone. He like lost it on him.
No,
like, put your phone away. Put your phone. Yeah, he went nuts because like he was trying to give a speech and like one of the kids was like texting or something. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, nothing makes you feel older than all your favorite players from being a kid are now head coaches.
Yeah.
Well, Juwan Howard is punching out his players, so I guess Deion's doing a little better than that.
He's actually turned. I'm just curious as to what's going to happen because he's stole a lot of recruits.
Oh, really?
A lot of top recruits are going to Jackson State. Oh, yeah.
Huh? So. He's like giving him some necklaces or something, like in blue chips. He's dropping a duffel bag full of cash.
Yeah,
it's allowed now. All I got to do is just show up to a car dealership before a game and pocket some money.
It's prime time.
All right, question seven. So the Rams did just win the Super Bowl, but prior to their move back to LA, the Rams were in St. Louis from 1995 until 2015. The Rams did not originate in LA. What northeastern city did the Rams start in before moving to LA in 1946?
So I teach a class at my university on sports economics, and we do a lot with franchise relocation where, sports franchises try to get city governments to pay lots of money to subsidize their facilities and threaten to relocate. So some of my favorite trivia is franchise relocation. So I can lock in. I know where they started.
You said in 1946, right?
Yeah.
Something tells me that this might be Baltimore and that the Colts came about because this team left. But I might be wrong, but I'm going to say Baltimore.
Okay, and Alex, what do you have?
Yeah, it's not Baltimore. It's the city that the team previously located in left for to go to Baltimore. It's Cleveland.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Cleveland can't catch a winning Super Bowl team. They all leave and win later. Mm-hmm. They were in Cleveland from 1936 until 1942, suspended operations in 43, and then from 44 to 45 before moving to LA in 46.
Makes sense.
And they suspended winning from that day.
And that is the oldest question I will ever ask, ever. So,
good.
Yeah. Now, Alex, as an economics professor who works with or likes talking about relocation, I think I read an article somewhere that most of the stadiums in the NFL are just like paid for by other people. Like the owners don't even take it out of their own pocket. It's like all tax money or from the government, right?
There was a phase there where it was almost entirely subsidized by city governments, but the newest stadiums are so big and so expensive that city governments aren't subsidizing all of it. So it's coming out to somewhere in like a 40-60-60-40 mixture. But the smaller the city and the smaller the stadium, the more likely the owner is asking for more money. So the Royals are going to be looking to relocate downtown in Kansas City, because right now they're out by Arrowhead in the suburbs, and they're going to be asking for most of it from the city.
The Sonics was really one of the big case studies, because Seattle absolutely refused to pay for a new stadium because they had just refurbished the Key Arena. And the owners were like, if you don't build us, the city will move the team. And now they're the Oklahoma City Thunder, but they'll probably get a team soon.
I think we're in store for that too in Chicago, because I know we don't own our own stadium. It's the smallest stadium in the NFL, and that's why they're trying to move to Arlington Heights.
Yep. So. Well, the Chargers left San Diego for kind of the same thing. They didn't want to do anything for their stadium, and then up and left to LA, and now they're in a billion-dollar building.
That's empty. Or full of opposing fans.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it happens to Dallas too, though. It's they say they have great fans, but I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, it's that 49ers playoff game. It was all red.
No, LeBron is a diehard Cowboys fan. We all know him.
Yeah. And then here in Buffalo, they've been trying for years to get a stadium, and the Pagulas, the owners of the Bills, are
the Toronto Bills. Forget the.
They're people are going to get mad because the Pagulas are just they know that. The fan base here is just so in love with him that they kind of have him by the anyway.
Next question.
So question number 8, we talked about the old Browns or Rams from Cleveland. Let's talk about the new Browns. The new Cleveland Browns, so that's the team that started in 1999, have been searching for a franchise quarterback since returning in 1999. Prior to Baker Mayfield, only one quarterback since 1999 has started all 16 games for the Browns. Name him.
I think I know this one.
Okay, I think I know it too. Just trying to think of other names to make sure that nothing else comes to mind.
Probably not Tim Couch, because he was murdered because they didn't have an offensive line.
Oh,
so, Tim Couch is their big draft pick out of Kentucky. I think it could be him. It could be Brady Quinn, who ended up with the Chiefs.
Notre Dame alum.
But I think the one I'm leaning to the most is Derek Anderson. So I think I'll go with him.
Yeah, I think he went to the Pro Bowl that year. I also said Derek Anderson.
So his name came up. 2017, DeShone Kizer started 15 games. 2012, Brandon Whedon started 15 games. 2007, Derek Anderson, the most games he started for the Browns, 15 games in a season. 2001,
Tyler Thigpen.
Tim Couch started all 16 games.
Was Tim Couch.
Wow.
Goes back that far.
Yeah, it's an impressive. If you're ever bored, not even just the Browns, just think of any team. Even this works for the Bears, everybody.
It does not work for the Bears. We don't talk about Moses Marino here.
Just Caleb Haney, Craig Krenzel, all these guys. You're going to see names that you totally forget. Oh, just type list of or just put whatever team you want.
They had Cordell Stewart running the option one year.
Yeah, I remember that. I was so excited. I was like, man, we're going to get Cordell Stewart
slash
from the Steelers. And then it didn't work.
Did not work.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so we're on to question 9, and this is going to be another bench warmer style question. This is David versus Goliath, so this is going to be two separate questions. You're only going to pick to answer one. All right, one is going to be easier than the other and less points, so this is how this is going to work. So the first list, it's going to be three answers for each question. The first question is going to be, what I want is the top three all-time leading rushers for the Dallas Cowboys. That'll be worth 5 points. For 15 points, if you choose to answer this one, again, you're only answering one. I want the all-time top three all-time leading rushers for the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Just for the listeners, they can either choose the easier path or the harder path, and the points will match whichever choice they make.
This is, I think I'm right on two for the Bills, and I'm, oh boy. I'm going to go for the Bills, and I'm going to lock in.
Ooh, calling a shot.
And we'll see.
Anytime you guys do this on the bench warmers, always blown away with your cataloged memory of lists. And you give the Cowboys as an easier one.
But... yeah, I feel like the Cowboys is a harder one. But I might be wrong.
I'm blanking on the guy's name who should be benched for Tony Pollard.
Oh,
the
right
Ohio
now?
State kid. Yeah, good grief.
That would be a problem.
Feed him.
I'm in that kind of state right now. There's Tony Dorsett. I imagine he's up there. Emmett Smith.
Emmett might be up there.
Might be. For the Bills, you know, it's Thurman Thomas, Frank Gore, maybe Marshawn Lynch. And since I'm struggling to come up with the name for the Cowboys, I think I'm just going to go with Gore, Lynch, and Thomas for the Bills. Hope I get lucky.
Well, I went with Thurman Thomas. I went with O.J. Simpson. And then I went with Marshawn Lynch.
So we'll go through the Cowboys. It was Emmett Smith.
Zeke.
Tony Dorsett.
Oh, Zeke, that's it.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
I should have just said Elliott. I thought it was Elliott.
For the Bills, we have Thurman Thomas. O.J. Simpson. So Thurman Thomas is a shade under 12,000. O.J. is around 10,000 yards. And third place with 5,646 yards, Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I almost said Willis McGahee on that one, too.
He should be a lot higher, but I don't know. They didn't believe in
him,
I guess.
They didn't feed him, yeah.
Oh, he was excellent. Yeah. One of the few Bills that I will ever admit to liking was Willis McGahee. Mm-hmm. So question number 10. This one's going to be a little different, so I just kind of made this up on my own. I'm going to go down a list of first names. All these first names will have the same exact last name, okay? I will give you the first name. If you want to guess after that, it's worth 16 points. If you want to guess after the second name, 14, and you lose two points after each name. But again, all the same last name. You just have to give me the last name that all these players share.
Okay.
So the first name is my name, Eric.
Narrows it down, okay.
Mocking it. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming everybody wants to go for number two?
Yeah. Montrose. Oh, I'm sorry.
Name number two is Will.
Nope.
That's not helping.
All right. Name number three, Terry.
I'll get another one.
I'm guessing this isn't McLaurin.
Bradshaw. Oh.
Warren McLaurin.
It is not Scary Terry. No.
Okay. I think I'll take another name then.
All right. Name number four, Larry.
One more.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just nothing's coming immediately to mind. So,
all right.
How long am I going to sit here and think about it? But
name five.
I'll take another one. Yeah.
Josh.
I'm gonna make a guess. I don't know how this works then. If I'm right, he doesn't get anything. Or
no, you get yours. He'll still get. He can still go down the list. You just get more points.
So you'll lock in right now at 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 total names.
Yeah. Should I just tell Neil and then we can?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we can keep going.
All right.
I can't think of anything that just jumps out at me, so I'll take another name.
All right. So this is name number six. Jared.
Oh man. Now I know it.
Okay. I think I'm gonna lock in, but I'm not super confident.
All right, what do you got?
I think it's Johnson. You know, Lucky Johnson.
All right. Matt.
I had locked in with Johnson, but I think after getting Josh Allen, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, I think it might be Allen, but I said Johnson.
All right, my last two names were Marcus, and Keenan.
Yep. Jared Allen was the one for me. I was like, damn it! I was waiting for Andre for Johnson, it didn't come.
It would have been Pepper. Pepper was going to be the giveaway if it was Johnson. But
are we sure there weren't Johnsons of each of those names?
There may be, but maybe not that exact.
Oh, man.
Well, great question format on that. After 10, it's 60 for Matt, 70 for Alex. So they're right next to each other with only 5 questions remaining.
All right. Question 11. This is going to be before, after, or bench warmers pre and post game. This one's a little bit for both of you. So Chiefs all-time rusher and defensive back with a nickname that might make you think of Schroeder and Woodstock. So this is a before and after that I probably should have explained for people that aren't familiar. The two names will roll into, or the first name will roll into the second name.
Right. So for example, listeners, if it was a movie one, you could say a movie by the Coen brothers starring Tommy Lee Jones and Josh Brolin, where they have black suits and erase people's memories because of aliens, and it would be No Country for Old Men in Black.
There you go.
I think I have it. So I'll go ahead and lock in.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I should know the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher without even thinking about it, but there's been several good running backs. I don't have that list memorized. But I think it's got to be Jamal Charles. And, you know, Woodstock, Schroeder, it's Charlie Brown, but I think this has to be Bears defensive back Charles Tillman. I don't know what Charlie Brown has to do with that. So I went with Jamal Charles Tillman.
Because his nickname was Peanut. It's Jamal Charles Peanut Tillman.
I remember that now, yeah.
There it is. Both teams getting it. It's Jamal Charles Tillman.
Peanut punch.
Oh, yeah. Legend.
Okay. So that brings us to question 12. So we saw the Bengals shock everyone on their way to Super Bowl 56, defeating the Raiders in the wild card round, ending their 31-year playoff win drought. The Bengals' last playoff win came in 1991 when they defeated what team? Who was without their Hall of Fame quarterback who was injured playing the Bengals in week 16 that year.
So you're saying he got injured in week 16 or he didn't play in week 16?
He played week 16 injuring. Okay. I'll even give you details. He injured his thumb, which required surgery.
Unavailable. I'm going to lock in with an answer. We need the team, right? Or not, not the quarterback. Okay.
Nope. Just the team.
And you said the quarterback was a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I didn't invent that in my mind. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, the Bengals obviously didn't make it to the Super Bowl that year. That was the Bills, because that was one of their stretch of 4 losses in a row in the Super Bowl. And the Oilers were good at that time, and I think they had Warren Moon. So I'm going to check in or lock in with the Oilers.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, that's a better guess because I thought that they had beaten the Bills, and the Bills went in 92, and Jim Kelly was the quarterback who got injured. So I said the Bills.
So the Hall of Fame quarterback was Warren Moon, and it was the Houston Oilers. So the Oilers got spanked. It was like 41-10. Cody Carlson was the quarterback for the Oilers. So remember that name. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Question number 13. In the ESPN 30 for 30 Elway to Marino, we learned about the 1983 NFL draft and the six quarterbacks taken in the first round. Three of the six, Elway, Kelly, and Marino, are in the Hall of Fame. Name any of the remaining three.
From 1983.
Yes.
I think I know which team some of them are drafted by.
If you have not seen this 30 for 30, it is fascinating.
Yeah, I haven't seen the 30 for 30, but
it's the main thing you could take away from it is when the Bills drafted Jim Kelly, they show him interviewing after he's drafted, and he's basically saying he's never going to Buffalo.
Elway kind of pulled Eli Manning, right?
Yeah, he said he'd play baseball.
Yeah, he said because the Yankees were going to sign him.
Yeah, he was drafted, and the Colts called his bluff. They drafted him, and then he's like, nope, sorry. And then they forced the trade.
All right, I think I can lock in.
I'm trying to think if this was the guy who started for the Patriots in the 85 Super Bowl. He was not very good, but he did start for them. And I think it might be him, but I don't know. I'm offhand, I don't really know. 1983 draft, I didn't watch live because I was not born. So this is a bit of a gray area for me. I'm going to go with Vinny Testaverde, even though I know it's way later. I just love Vinny Testaverde.
And what do you got, Alex?
Yeah, I can't think of any of the others, but my dad, longtime suffering Chiefs fans until the last few years anyway, never said anything positive. Sorry, Todd Blackledge, but I think Todd Blackledge was a member of that draft by the Chiefs.
All right, so drafted 24th overall, you had Ken O'Brien to the Jets, 15th overall to the Patriots, Tony Eason.
Yep.
And 7th to Kansas City, Todd Blackledge. So Alex gets his points on that one. All right. Question number 14. This is a Chiefs-Bears question. So right. I got one Chiefs fan, one Bears fan. Let's see if we can figure this out. So since 1990, there have been four quarterbacks to start at least one game for both the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears. Give me two of them.
Mm-hmm. I got one of them.
Oh, two of them.
Chiefs and the Bears.
And I will give not even a small hint. I will tell you there have been two other quarterbacks. There have been six that have played for both, but did not start.
I think I can name one of those. Well, before Alex Smith, there was quite the run of them.
I know.
Don't forget about Brody Croyle.
That's another, we were talking about legacy of players. I always forget Montana was on the Chiefs for a while.
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs made a habit of recycling 49ers quarterbacks there for a while.
I was at the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, AFC Championship. It was the first football game I've ever went to when Montana got lit up.
I'm gonna lock in with some stuff.
Well, Chase Daniel played for both. I'm not very confident he started a game for both. Because he's made a career out of being a backup. Has he started a game yet? I can't even think if he started a game at all, but I know Kyle Orton started for the Chiefs and the Bears, so I know that's one of them. But man, coming up with another. Did Brady Quinn? I know I threw his name out there earlier. Did he play for the Bears? I don't think Tyler Thigpen played for the Bears. Guys like Elvis Gerback, Steve Bono. I don't think ever played for the Bears, and I don't, you know, the further we go back, the less I know or remember.
Can we talk about the great names from the 90s? Elvis Gerback and Steve Bono.
Yeah.
Those guys like Bill Kenny and
I loved Elvis Gerback.
Lynn Dawson didn't start for the Bears, so.
This is only from 1990.
So. Oh, that's right. You said 1990. Yeah, we're not going that far back, yeah. I don't know, since I'm just going to pray that Chase Daniel somehow managed to start a game for both and go with him and Kyle Orton.
Chase Daniel definitely did start a game for the Bears. I don't know if he did for the Chiefs at any point. I put down Brady Quinn because I know that he did start a game for the Bears during their They had a merry-go-round there. And the other name that I ended up putting down, I don't know if he actually even played for the Chiefs, but Brian Greasy played and started for a lot of teams. So I said Brian Greasy and Brady Quinn.
Okay. So I'm going to fact-check something while I'm reading stuff. So Nick Foles is the most recent.
Oh, yeah, duh.
In 2016, he started for the Chiefs, and he also started for the Bears in 2020 and 2021. And then we go back to Chase Daniel. Started for the Bears in 18 and 19, and the Chiefs in 13 and 14.
Oh, good.
And then we go down the list to Kyle Orton. Started for the Chiefs, I believe, just maybe three games. Not a lot of games for the Chiefs
in
2011. And then, of course, he played for the Bears in 05, 07, and 08. And the last one on my list, so I'm going to fact check something while I do this just to see, is Dave Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, did he play for the Bears?
Bears in 96 and the Chiefs in 92 and 93. But let me check, because Matt, you did say you thought Brady Quinn started, and I didn't see him. So let me double and triple check that. Are you confusing
I'm pretty sure
him
he started
with another?
For the Chiefs.
No, Chiefs I know, but I'm okay. Curious about the Bears. Are you maybe confusing him with another Notre Dame quarterback?
Oh, you said Brian Greasy, right?
I did say that, but I did say Brady
Quinn. Oh, you
Quinn
locked in with Brady
too.
Quinn. Okay.
I felt like he played a game with the Bears, but maybe not.
So I have a Jonathan Quinn.
Jonathan Quinn, yes.
And
yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And I have a Jimmy Clausen.
I was thinking of Jimmy Clausen.
The old savior who was benched, or when Cutler was benched, Trestman put Clausen in. Yep.
That's they tried that twice. Didn't work out either time.
Mark Sanchez got some run there too. So
So the two that started for Chicago but never for the Chiefs but did was on the Chiefs roster was Jonathan Quinn and Todd Collins.
Oh, the immortal Todd. Four interceptions, won a game.
Yes.
Threw for 50 yards.
10 years in between starts.
I believe we're at the last question. Is that right?
Yeah. So I have five Super Bowl questions here. So if somebody wants to pick, you know what, Alex, pick a number between 1 and 5.
Let's do 4.
All right. So I saw this fact right before the Super Bowl coming up, and I thought it was fun, so I went with it. Who were the last starting quarterbacks for a Super Bowl the last time the Super Bowl did not include one of the following? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, or the 49ers? So the last time a Super Bowl did not include at least one of those.
And you wanted the starting quarterbacks?
Yes, for that Super Bowl. I don't need the Super Bowl number, but it was a while ago.
I think I'm locked in.
All right. Alex.
I think we need to go pretty far back. I'm thinking even before right around Brady's start.
That's around
he won that one where he, you know, came in for Bledsoe. And Michael Bishop, K-State great, was supposed to take over, but sorry. Then he didn't win that next year and then won following two, and I'm trying to think of who played that Super Bowl and what year that was. Was that the year Tampa Bay won? They played the Raiders. I think Johnson. So I think I'll lock in with that Johnson and Gannon. I hope that's right.
And Matt?
That's very interesting because I also went with the Chucky Bowl and said Rich Gannon and Brad Johnson.
All right, so this Super Bowl was a long time ago. The national anthem was sung by the Dixie Chicks. The coin toss was done by the 1972 Dolphins. The halftime show featured Shania Twain, No Doubt, and anybody? Who goes well with Shania Twain and No Doubt? Sting. So there's Sting.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right? Why not? and the teams were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Oakland Raiders, and that was Rich Gannon and Brad Johnson.
Hey,
Super
good way
Bowl
to
37.
Good way to end on the last question. They're both getting it right.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like after 15 questions, after a long and hard-fought battle, just like the Super Bowl itself, Matt is finishing with 80 points, and beating him just by a little bit is Alex with 120. There's just a few questions that separated you both, but great game, both of you.
I was expecting them to be much harder than that. So thank you, Eric, for taking it easy on us.
No, I like I said, I pulled it down a lot. So I wanted to make sure, because I'm assuming a lot of people are going to be listening to this that aren't, you know, crazy sports people like myself. So hopefully they got some of them right, too.
Well, if you'd like to hear some questions that are a little bit more difficult than this, but it's all sports, you can definitely check out the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. And Eric also has another great podcast, the Priority List Podcast, you can check out as well with our friend Sam Carr from the Hollywood Cast Connection podcast. But any parting words from you, Eric? Thank you for writing this and bringing us a game today.
No, thanks for having me. I love writing questions, anything football or hockey related. So if you do a hockey one, nobody will listen, but I'll write those questions. But anytime I can write football questions, it's my biggest passion outside of hockey. So they come easy.
Well, thank you very much. And Alex, such a pleasure meeting you for the first time, having you on our first episode here together, and hopefully another one in the future. But any parting words from you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I don't get to do this very often. I have a lot of great friends and an amazing wife, but none of them are as nerdy about trivia or sports as I am. So this was a treat. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you both being Patreon supporters. Means a lot. And Matt, any final words here as we let you go from the end of, I guess, Triviality Bowl? One.
It was a hard-fought game. I gave 110%. You know.
Yeah, so. No Gatorade here to pour on anyone, but just imagine being doused with, I guess Vegas would call it blue Gatorade. Gatorade is usually what wins. So if you bet on blue Gatorade, you're a winner tonight. So thank you, everyone, for joining us on an NFL trivia bonus episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next month or next bonus, whenever you want to listen. For Matt, Eric, Alex, and for Jeff and Ken, who aren't here today, my name is Neil, and that was Triviality.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.